cheesecake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here this morning with Terrence Gross with Gross and Schuster, playing a little Margaritaville because he's got something special for us this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to do something different, a little fun. And everybody knows by now that I'm a personal injury lawyer, but like most people, I wear many hats, and I'm also a music fan. I like Cat Country, the sister station. I like old rock and roll, and I like new country. That's kind of where I'm at. It has to be the real old rock and roll or new country.
There you go.
And during COVID, I did something experimental. We're coming out of COVID. I'd always gone to the wharf a lot and bought my tickets like everybody else, Ticketmaster or whatever. And I somehow heard that maybe boxes were open, and because of COVID, I think there was, you know, people dropped out.
Well, sure.
And I swooped in, and I got a great box, six people. It's elevated in the 200 section, which means you're not right up on the stage, but not far back.
Mm-hmm.
It's VIP. You got VIP parking. You have a VIP tent that has free food.
Right.
And they have their own private bar, private air-conditioned bathrooms.
Wow.
A big screen. If it starts drizzling, you go under. It's a really neat venue under the VIP thing, and so I've really enjoyed it. They probably get about 28 musicians come through a season. I try to go to 8 to 10.
My goodness, what a great thing.
I'm going to Parker McCollum Friday.
Yeah.
But Sunday, this Sunday, July 19th, I have a conflict, and I cannot see the Coral Reefer Band, which is the Jimmy Buffett reunion band, I guess.
They're awesome. They're awesome.
And they are very, very good. And I have six tickets. So what I'm going to do in the next 20 minutes, when you have 20 minutes, folks, here's the rules of the game. I'm going to be asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever gets the correct question right gets two of these tickets into this box. And a VIP parking pass.
Fabulous.
So you just drive right in, park, and and you're in.
Wonderful.
It's as simple as that. And for this concert coming up, usually they have a undercard. So, you know, people, I don't know who it's going to be, but usually doors open at 6-something. Most people get there about 7. And again, under the VIP tent, they'll have a buffet.
Nice.
They have their own private bar. In the box, you have your own waitress. You don't have to get up and get drinks or whatever. You give them your credit card,
Fantastic.
Of course.
Fantastic.
I'm not paying for your drinks. but I am. I got your tickets and your VIP pass, so two per question. Here is the first question.
Okay, first question.
Are we going to just text the answers?
Texting in the answers this morning at 850-437-1620. When you text in, be sure and text in with your name and an email address for us. I've already got your phone number when you text in. And then we'll have you pick up the tickets here at the station. But I'll send you a follow-up text once we announce that you're the winner.
Okay, this performer, I have now seen this performer at the Wharf. So I want the name of the performer.
Okay.
This performer I've seen at the Wharf in the past several years, 3 or 4 times.
Oh.
But never as a headliner. As a headliner. This person kind of was sort of, people knew about this person.
Mm-hmm.
And the person just blew up all of a sudden. Now this person may be so big, I don't know if they're going to come to the Wharf or not. But very famous country singer at this point.
Okay.
Very, very hot. Just on the charts, lots of top songs, and whoever can text the right, you're going to have to. How are they going to? Give your name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so text in.
So Meg could keep
the name of the artist, right? So you're going to give me the name of the artist.
Keep tracking this, won't
you? Well, I want you to write that down because I don't know the answer to the question.
What?
I don't know the answer to the question.
Well, I know it.
I know, but I'm going to. But you have to have the text people so they can see it. All right. So 850-437-1620. So if you get, because some people might text in the wrong answer.
Oh, I see.
See what I'm saying?
Okay, I don't need to write anything down, though.
Okay.
But anyway, so is anybody want to answer this performer? This is country now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a country performer, and are we getting any texts yet?
Not yet. 850-437-1620.
I'm going to give one hint and only one hint.
Okay, so it's a country performer at the Wharf several times.
And the performer is a she.
Ooh.
A female performer, probably one of the hottest country singers right now. Nobody heard of this person 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
Now maybe one of the biggest female names in country music.
All right, so right now we had someone guessed Thomas Rhett, so we know that's not correct because it's a guy.
It's not Thomas because Thomas is a male.
Gotcha.
Very hot, very good.
But Jelly Roll. Someone guessed Jelly Roll.
A male, and he's performed live. This person's never performed as a headliner.
Okay. Sherry Fleming?
Never heard of Sherry Fleming.
Ah, okay. Let me see. We got some more guesses coming in. 850-437-1620. If you've got a guess, it's a female country artist. Lainey Wilson.
Lainey Wilson.
Is that it?
Lainey Wilson is. So who give you the stuff? See, I don't need this. You need that. Yeah, let you do that.
We're figuring this out as we go. But thank you so much for what I need you to do then is text me your name because you got the answer right. Your number was 2875. So Lainey Wilson is the correct answer. And Terry, tell them what they've won.
They've won two tickets to the Coral Reefer Band this Sunday, July 19th, probably at 7 o'clock. There'll probably be some beginning performers as well. And with that, they get the VIP parking pass, too, so the VIP tickets. And you go in through W, parking lot W. So when you enter the lot, you come off the road there. Canal is the name of the road as you come in. The first entrance, you want to take the first entrance by a big gas station, wind around, you see parking lot W. You go in the W, and if you have your parking pass, they'll just wave you in. You get a great parking spot. You walk, 100 yards to the entrance. They scan you in, and you walk right down. The VIP tent is on your left. And, again, its own private bar, your own free food, and so forth. And I'm glad to give away. But Lainey Wilson's phenomenal. She had a little cameo appearance in Yellowstone.
I heard that. Yeah. So, that's very cool.
And that was when
cool.
She was all chunky and whatever, but she definitely has blown up and is as famous as can be. Though she's so famous, I worry that maybe she won't perform. But if she did, she'd probably do she'd sell out 3 days if she came three days.
Okay.
So that was my first.
So that first winner's name is Chris. Chris Borgensen. So, Chris, I'll be sending you the information on how you can pick up your tickets. But we've got four more tickets to give away.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Now, this performer, I have seen twice as a headliner at the Wharf.
Okay.
Saw the performer also in Nashville. Very well-known performer, very gifted, is lumped into the country music genre.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that this performer's country, but they just lumped him in with that. And his band has some of the best guitar. So it's rock.
Okay.
If anything, country rock, I would call it pop rock, mm-hmm. but their guitar and he's one of the most talented current a guitarist in the business.
Interesting. Okay.
Tremendous guitarist.
All right.
And lots of personality. Everybody loves this guy. Just chill. Great, great performer. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal performer. And of course, sells out. Boom. And that's one of my favorite people. I like Thomas Rhett. Somebody mentioned Thomas Rhett. Love Thomas Rhett.
So it's not him.
It's not Thomas Rhett.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right. Okay, so if you have an idea of who the person is, text your answer in at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620, the name of the artist and your name. And once again, the description of the artist, Terry?
I don't want to over-describe. I'm going to give him a second.
I've got a couple of answers coming in already.
Here we go.
Chris Stapleton?
Not Chris. He's definitely country. Chris is country.
Right, okay.
I mean, this person, they've lumped him into country. I really don't feel he's country.
Okay, Styx?
Styx is definitely not country. That's rock and roll.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Someone's guessing Jelly Roll again.
It's not Jelly Roll. I love Jelly Roll, but I've never seen him even hold a guitar. I guess he does, but he's not known for his guitar playing.
Okay, someone said John Lingo.
Never heard of John Lingo.
And he's part of Styx, apparently. Another guess for Jelly Roll. All right, we've got the text coming in. If you have an idea of who this artist is and you want to win two tickets to the Wharf to see Coral Reefer Band this Sunday, text in your answer at 850-437-1620. It's a guy that's in country, but it's got a rock and roll flavor.
It's more pop.
More pop, okay.
More pop.
Does he have a recent hit?
Lots of them.
Lots of them.
Oh, yeah. He's all over it.
Okay.
He's just a gifted guitarist.
Gifted guitarist.
Yeah.
So not Eric Clapton.
Well, Eric's gone. I don't know.
I know he's not around.
He's definitely rock and roll.
I'm kidding.
But at the time, you know, going back in time,
yeah.
Clapton was one of the best guitarists of all rock and roll. Yeah.
How about Shaboozy?
I don't know that Shaboozy plays a guitar, but Shaboozy's an interesting character, but not Shaboozy.
Okay. Keep on guessing, y'all. We've got
I'd love to see Shaboozy. Never seen him.
I'd love to see Shaboozy. He looks like he'd be a fun concert.
Yeah, it would be.
850-437-1622. Tickets, VIP tickets for the Wharf this Sunday, 7:30, to see the Coral Reefer Band. Worth a guess, y'all. Just send those guesses in at 850-437-1622. You may have to give him another hint.
I will in a second. We got some time. I don't want to panic. What do we do if we give them all away, then we have no time. So I'm going to let them salivate.
Here we go. Darius Rucker.
It's not Darius is country. Mm-hmm. Darius is 100% country.
Well, he started out in pop, right, basically. But that's more,
he is definitely country.
Definitely country now. Yeah. Okay. We're giving those guesses. Keep them coming. We've had Darius Rucker so far, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton. We've had a lot of guesses, but nobody's gotten
not
it right
Thomas
yet.
Rhett,
not Thomas Rhett. Not Thomas Rhett.
No.
All right. Keep guessing. 850-437-1620 for two VIP tickets to see Coral Reefer Band this Sunday, Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley is 100% country.
That's right.
I mean, he is country. This person, when you listen to music, it just doesn't sound country.
But
he's lumped in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you had the Country Music Awards, he would be in there.
Right.
But when you listen to his music, it just doesn't sound
country. Oh, I have
there's a reason why it doesn't sound country.
I know who it is.
There's a reason why it doesn't sound country.
I think the light bulb just went off. I know who it is. All right. It's a male. So somebody to guess, Amy Williamson. That's not it. Kane Brown.
Not Kane. I love Kane. And Kane does go into country. I love Kane Brown. Great. I've seen him twice at the Wharf, yeah.
Okay, someone guessed Rhett Butler again. Keith Urban. Is that it?
Métis. He's Aussie. He's an Aussie married to Nicole Kidman. I was going to give that hint.
Yeah, well, apparently they're separated.
They're separated. Hopefully they'll get back together. I don't know. But Keith Urban, and he can play the guitar. His band can. So if you close your eyes, you are listening to rock and roll. I mean, real.
Oh, he's amazing.
It is not twangy. Nothing twangy about it. No banjos.
Very original.
No fiddles. And he's got that swag. He is a true, true entertainer. Keith Urban, and with this person just won.
It's Mark. He won the tickets. Mark, you are the winner.
Gets two tickets.
Two tickets, VIP tickets.
And a parking pass.
Ah.
And the parking pass is very valuable.
Very worth it.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do, Mark, is I will send you a text right after the show is over and give you all the instructions on how you can pick up your tickets. Boy, you're going to have some fun.
And tell them where we're located. I mean, most people know where you're located here.
Yeah, we're at Plantation Road, 7251. We're in the same building as our sister stations, Cat Country, PlayStation, and our sports radio. So you can come in, and we're here 8:30 to 5. But I'll send all this directly to you so you'll have the information.
That would be awesome. This is what, if you go back in a time machine, this was the old Darrell Steakhouse.
Yes,
I used to eat steaks
right.
in this building.
That's right.
And it's right, we're looking at what I guess we used to call University Mall. It's kind of, I don't know if it's called University Mall anymore or not.
I think we're
just north of that. So it's right tucked in there. You come by the station and
we'll have
Meg will make arrangements.
Right at the front desk.
Somebody will know.
All right. So we have another pair, sir. Yes?
We do.
Okay. We're talking with Terrence Gross. He is with Gross and Schuster. Stepping out of his personal injury hat a little bit because he is a rock and roller. And a music lover.
I'm old rock and roller, new country. So speaking of which, this last artist, pretty much, I guess if we go back in time, if we go back when I was young and I was listening to rock and roll, I now know this. I didn't really think, I knew at the time, like when I was younger, I knew, like the Pure Prairie League obviously was country rock.
Oh, yeah.
That was obvious.
Amy was their big hit.
But now, when I think about... is there certain bands, and I guess they would call it Southern rock, but there's two, like the Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Marshall Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
Had that country influence. So it was definitely rock and roll.
Yep. Yes.
But there was that country Southern effect. Well, this band here has that same sound.
Mm-hmm.
So they are lumped in the country, but they're really more, to me, rock and roll. And when I first heard this artist's voice, the lead singer,
right?
I closed my eyes. I said, OMG.
Wow.
That's James Taylor. His voice, I said this to myself, he was singing some other song.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this guy could ape or mimic James Taylor. You'd swear on your life it was James Taylor.
Okay.
So I get to this concert at the Wharf with this fella.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, by the way, I'm from North Carolina. I was born and raised in North Carolina.
Right. We talked about this.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, James Taylor was born and raised in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
That's right.
This fella was also born and raised in North Carolina.
Interesting.
And by the way, it's not Luke Holmes, because Luke Holmes also is from Asheville, North Carolina.
Right.
I was born and raised. It's not Luke Holmes, but this artist was also from North Carolina. And he gave a little speech at the beginning. He goes, my early influencers, as far as my music career goes,
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest influences on me when I was a young man was a guy named James Taylor.
Oh, wow.
And he went off and he did one of James Taylor's songs, and you close your eyes and you would have looked up, like, it has to be James.
Wow.
And it wasn't. This guy could, I mean, it's amazing, but he his guitar, so his whole band, their guitar, they of all so-called country,
mm-hmm.
maybe they even supersede Keith Urban. Keith Urban's band could all, they really play really good guitar riffs. So if you're really into guitar riffs mm-hmm. and rock and roll, mm-hmm. this band mm-hmm. is named after him.
Okay.
And I saw him one time at the Wharf. He did some cover music. So he did James Taylor. He did the Allman Brothers.
Interesting.
And you close your eyes. He did Whipping Post. And I looked
up. Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, oh, my God, it's got to be Greg Allman. And,
yeah.
And it wasn't. So I am thinking of this fella and just one of the best shows I've ever seen at the Wharf.
Okay. So that's our question is, who is this artist? Set.
I got the last two tickets left. We've got 7 minutes.
We'll get it. All you got to do is text in your answer at 850-437-1620. When you text it in, be sure and text your name along with it. We already have some guesses coming in. So first one is Government Mule. But you said that to the name
Government
of the
Mule, I've actually heard of recently, and they do have good guitar. It's not them, but I just heard them for the first time this summer,
It's
not them.
Eric Church?
It's not Eric Church. Eric is true country, but very good singer.
Okay.
I've seen him at the Wharf, by the way.
Whiskey Myers?
Whiskey Myers is another good guess. They're very good, and you're getting close. These are all good guesses.
Okay. 850-437-1620. Y'all, two VIP tickets to see Coral Reefer Band with VIP parking pass. 850-437-1620. Someone's guessing Rhett Butler again.
Thomas Rhett, but, you know,
Rhett Butler, they said, but that's a whole other movie.
I understand, but he's, yeah, he, you know, Thomas Rhett is Rhett Atkinson's son.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
So his name's really, he took his last name, so that's not his name, Thomas mm-hmm. Rhett. He's Rhett Atkinson's son, and he actually had Rhett Atkinson play with him as a backup.
Get out. Yeah, oh, that's wonderful.
He had his own father come on there
and
play backup. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. Okay, y'all, keep on guessing now. Don't give up. 850-437-1620. Terry, describe again this artist. We're looking for the answer so you can get those two VIP tickets.
I think they're that Southern rock. They're mm-hmm. more, they're, I would say, like the Allman Brothers Southern rock, Lynyrd Skynyrd Southern mm-hmm. rock.
The band is named over the lead guy, right?
After his name. It's blank, his full name,
I think
band.
I know who it
it's
is.
It's called the blank, blank band.
I think I know
is
who it is.
The name of it. And
I think I know who it is.
He's had some really top hits.
Okay, someone just guessed Parker McCullen.
It's not. I'm going to see him Friday. Parker's very good. I'm seeing Parker this Friday.
Okay, he's at the Wharf this Friday.
Right.
All right, keep those guesses coming. We're getting close. I can feel it.
All right. Well, we got time.
We got time.
I don't give any more hints. I mean, we really got four
I have
minutes.
A feeling I know who it is, but
people are getting it. They're slowly getting there.
They're getting closer, I can tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk. We're here with Terrence Gross. He is a personal injury attorney with Gross & Schuster, and we're having a little fun today, giving away some tickets to see Coral Reefer Band, the Jimmy Buffett tribute band, over at the Wharf this Sunday, July 19th. I think this is the right answer, but I could be wrong. We just had somebody just texted in, Zac Brown Band.
The Zac Brown Band.
I was right.
You were right.
Oh,
the
my
Zac
goodness.
Brown Band.
I love it. I love
and
it.
I tell you, they'll bring down the house. I mean, if you ever have an opportunity,
such a great band.
It's a blend of both. Again, he's in there with country, but nothing twangy, no fiddles. No banjos. I think he probably has five or six guitarists.
Oh, he's phenomenal. They're great.
Really high energy performance, and he's just into it. Some of these guys get on the stage and they just look like they're worn out because they just performed last
right,
night.
Right, that's true.
He brought a ton of energy. Hope he comes back. I've only seen him once at the Wharf. Hope he makes it back.
And he started out the first time I saw him was just in a local bar kind of situation. I mean, he started out small and has worked his way up to the top, you know? He's amazing.
Allman Brothers.
And Jacques, by the way, in Gulf Breeze is the winner.
You know, the Allman Brothers used to perform on Pensacola Beach and at the Floribama Lounge.
No kidding.
Way back when. Jimmy Buffett, that we're talking about, used to perform at the Floribama.
Wow. That's
Jimmy Buffett's sister, I was going to do this as a question. Jimmy Buffett's sister opened up a restaurant down in Orange Beach.
Oh, really?
Lulu's.
Oh.
Was opened by Jimmy Buffett's sister.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he had strong connections. A lot of these artists have some very strong connections to the Gulf Coast. Luke Bryan, that comes every year.
Right.
He loves fishing. So mm-hmm. he gets down there, and they love to go out the day of the concert, drink beers all day. He comes and he's all sunburned and whatever.
I love him.
And now he's got other people. Jason Aldean, who's going to be playing this summer, he likes to go fishing down there. Luke Combs likes to go fishing down there.
Right.
So the word's out. Some of these, it's a small venue. I don't think they make a lot of money, truthfully, because it's only 10,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do it because you just love being down at the. It's a great facility. It's the only thing negative about the whole experience is you're subject to the weather.
Well, sure.
But with the VIP, guess what? With the VIP, they have a VIP tent. If it starts drizzling, you go in the tent. They got a big screen.
Nice.
We watched Jelly Roll the second half when it was a torrential downpour.
I'd love to see him. Yeah.
I watched the second half of Jelly Roll as he stood out in the audience getting rained on.
Oh, my gosh.
I was dry as a bone watching him under a tent.
Wow.
On big screen.
I love that.
That was a great performance.
So, Terry, I'm sitting here thinking we have this wonderful personal injury law show that we do all the time. But I'm thinking we need to do a podcast with you about rock and roll and music and country.
I have an expert on this.
I
have a lot of passions.
And yeah.
I play poker. I fish. So whatever I do, I like to do it to the nth degree.
I'm
not
surprised.
I don't have to do anything haphazardly.
I'm not surprised.
So as a personal injury lawyer, I want to be the best. Poker, I try to be the best.
Right.
But on the concert thing, I'm really enjoying this Wharf. I think I'm really glad to turn some people onto this experience.
Because awesome.
The neat thing about these seats is that it's on a concrete pad, but you're 3 feet above the people in front of you. So if you get those people that want to stand the whole time,
mm-hmm.
no worries.
There
you can
go.
See right over them. Anyway, glad to do this. Was Terrence A. Gross. If you want to look up our law firm, GrossandSchuster.com, 850-434-3333.
So excited for our winners. Chris, Mark, and Jacques, you're going to be at the Wharf this Sunday thanks to Gross and Schuster and Terrence Gross. How fun to do this. We need to do this every time you come on. This is Pep Talks.